到哪一天
we do it until we finish.
好不好？感谢主。
Praise、
现在我们打开罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
我们大家一同来读第十三节开始。
Reading from verse number 13.
从十三节，我们一直读到第十八节。
Until 18.
翻到了，一同开声来读。
We shall read together.
每一个人一同开声来读。
Everybody.
二三。所以我们不可再被彼此论断，宁可定义谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。我凭着主耶稣却知深信，反物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净。你的应受物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的失误叫他败坏，不可叫你的善被人毁谤。因为上帝的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公平、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。因为上帝的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。我们再次低头祷告，请李牧师带领我们祷告。
父神，我们感谢你，再一次你召集我们众弟兄姊妹能够来到你的施恩座前。主，再一次当我们来到你面前要思想主你自己圣经话语的时候，我们向主你祷告，求圣灵在我们的心里面动工，使我们每一个人都能够愿意做圣灵跟圣经的学生。我们把你的仆人再次恭敬交托，主啊，透过你的仆人，借着圣灵的光照，再一次的向我们说话。这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。我们前几次谈到相对与绝对的事情的时候
，The last few times we discussed something with a lot of different and absolute，
我们已经提到一些很重要的原则
，We mentioned some very important principles，
就是坚固的人不要轻看软弱的人
，That is those who are strong do not despise those who are weak。
软弱的人不要论断坚固
，And those who are weak do not pass judgment on those who are strong，
保持彼此之间。互为肢体相爱的生活。
So then, as a part of the body, we must live in love.
因为每个基督徒在某一些状况中间
，Because certain Christians on certain circumstances，
都会因为发现自己的这些事情比别人更强，就无意之中骄傲起来。
And because we discover in certain area we're stronger than other Christians and become proud.
相反的，有时在某些事情，我们发现我们赶不上别人。
On the reverse, also in something we feel that we're weaker than others.
我们就自卑起来了。
And we also find we are this are inferior.
而骄傲的人就可能轻看弟兄。
And those who are proud probably will despise the brothers.
自卑的人就可能妒忌弟兄。
Those who feel inferior will feel jealous of others.
论断的话就很自然产生。
So naturally we pass judgment on others.
而这样的弟兄与弟兄之间，因为论断，因为纷争，因为批评，因为轻看，因为妒忌，就变成不像。弟兄的生活
Then brothers and brothers, because we are proud, because we despise, because we pass judgment, because we are jealous, we will not then live as brothers and sisters.
那我们已经习惯过这种生活的。
We are very habitual in living this kind of life.
你就不知不觉常常自以为义，替自己辩护，替别人攻击。
Then many times you feel self-righteous, you defend yourself, you pass judgment on others.
所以这样，当一个人攻击别人的时候
，So at a time when they attack others,
当一个人辩护自己
，At a time when they defend for yourself,
他就掉在以己为中心的错误的生活里面。
Then you fall into a life with yourself as a center.
所以当有一些人有一些特别的看法和别人不一样的时候
，So if someone would have a very special thinking as compared to others,
因为教会普通的传统不是这样
，Because the traditional church is not like that.
因为多数的观念不是这样
，Because most of the people do not feel in that manner.
所以我们很多人会以为这个人很奇怪，怎么跟我们不一样
？So then you feel how come this person is so strange?
所以反跟大家不一样呢，就被大家认为是怪物。
So he is different from the majority. People deem that he is too unique.
我们有了感到很奇怪的眼光看那些与我们不一样的。
Then we view them with a strange vision.
岂不知可能神给他的引导跟平常的传统是不一样的。
But not knowing that the guidance of God to him is different from the tradition of the church.
我们需要一个比较宽容的心。
So we have a broader heart.
来接待与我们看法有一些不同的地方。
To accept those people who are a bit different in view compared to us.
问题就是说呢，所不同的地方到底是属于相对的范围， 或是属于绝对的范围。
But the question is whether his difference belongs to something which is absolute or relative.
绝对的范围是在信仰原则的事情上不可妥协的。
Thing which is absolute in the belief principle, it cannot be compromised.
是有关于我们本质的问题。
It concerns our faith in substance.
相对的范围比较属于现象的范围。
Things which are relative belong to the phenomenal world.
不在本质的事情。
Not in the substance.
所以我们就应当的把这个分开来。
Then we must make a distinction of the two.
看我们与弟兄之间相爱的关系。肢体的联系是过于现象上不同。
To see that our life, body life with our brothers and sisters, is it different only in phenomena?
像爱的团契。
Then in a fellowship in love,
就不受次要的事情的差别所破坏。
It will not be destroyed because of differences in things with the relative.
这就是保罗在这一段里面要讲的事情。
This word Paul wants to expound in this place.
如果基督为他死，
if Christ died for him,
基督为他的弱软弱死，
also died for his weaknesses,
基督为他的罪恶死，
and died for his sin,
都是甘愿的。
It is all that Christ willing.
而我们今天跟随主的人，
and we who follow Christ today,
竟然挑剔别人软弱来论断批评。
So how can we so prickly on their weaknesses and pass judgment on them?
我们怎么有资格在造就人的事情上？继续成了别人的祝福。
How are we then qualified on the thing that to build up people become a blessing to others?
所以无论如何
no, no matter what,
我们总是主的人。
That we belong to the Lord.
无论是生是死
whether we live or we are dead,
有主在支配管理我们。
The Lord is now in control.
那么既然主用爱挽回了人
since those who are Christ had redeemed with love,
使他们成为我们的弟兄
that they then become our brothers,
我们就应当用彼此相爱的心来效法我们主用爱来对待这些本来不可爱的。
Then it is with mutual love and also imitate the love of Christ Jesus to love those people who are not lovable.
所以这个功课是很难学，很难很难学的事情。
This lesson is something which is difficult to learn.
但是就在这个功课中间才鲜明我们是跟随主的人。
But upon this lesson, we have manifested that we are those who follow Christ.
所以主说，你若有彼此相爱的心。
So then the Lord said that if you love one another,
众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。
Then others will see that you are my disciples.
这是弟兄与弟兄成为门徒的记号。
This is the mark or the sign why brother and brothers become a disciple.
这是外邦人认出谁是跟随主的人。这个记号
It is how the Gentiles with this now mark see that we follow Christ.
所以站在弟兄与弟兄的情谊跟关系上
So standing on the friendship and relationship of brothers and brothers
除非关系信仰本质最重要的原则
Unless it concerns something of a substantial in our belief
放在相对范围里面的
But if it's relative
我们都要透过基督的爱去包容弟兄。
Then through the love of Christ Jesus, we accommodate our brothers.
所以当保罗再讲下去呢
？So when Paul continues to expound,
他就提到食物的事情。
He mentioned about food.
有一些基督徒不吃牛肉。
Some Christians don't take beef.
他也不能认为说他这样做是因为他要遵循上帝的命令，不是
？And he doesn't feel that to do such is to follow the Bible.
有一些基督徒吃牛肉。
But for some Christians, we take beef.
吃牛肉一点没有违背圣经。
But we take beef, it doesn't contradict the Bible teaching.
佛教徒什么肉都不吃
The Buddhist doesn't take any meat at all.
所以当他信耶稣以后，他起身还不惯吃肉。
So after you become a Christian, you do not want to take meat.
那么现在是我们要教训他，快快吃。
So do you want to teach him the lesson that must eat now?
或者他对你说不可吃。
Or he want to teach you that don't eat meat.
这样又回到圣经里面来。
So we come back to the Bible.
回到圣经的时候
When we come back to the Bible,
圣经没有说这个可以吃，那个不可以吃。
The Bible never said that you can eat this or don't eat that.
圣经说什么都可以吃。
But the Bible said all things you can do,
什么东西都可以吃。
All things you can eat.
但是你吃的时候
But when you eat,
你行的时候
When you do,
有三大原则
There are three big principles.
第一个原则
The first,
就我无论做什么都荣耀上帝。
No matter what I do, I want to glorify God.
无论我做什么都要造就别人。
No matter what I do, I want to build up others.
无论我做什么都不可被罪来管教。
No matter what I do, I do not want to be bound by sin.
所以有一些基督徒不吃猪肉，不吃牛肉，不这个肉，吃不吃那个肉。
So some Christians do not take beef or pork or any other meat.
这是他个人的事情。
This is a personal matter.
但如果他定下一个规条
，But when we were to fix a regulation，
凡是基督徒都不可以吃这个，不可以吃那个。
That all Christians shouldn't eat this or that，
那就违背圣经的。
Then that contradicts the Bible。
但如果在他自由个人的范围里面，他吃不吃 你不要太勉强他。
If it is on its own freedom, whether you eat or not, you don't force them.
照样的。
It's the same way.
你吃，你不逼人。
You when you eat,
人不吃，人也不逼你。
And people don't eat also won't force you.
Nobody force others to follow him.It, 吃的问题不是最重要的问题。
Because matters concerning eating is not the most important.
所以呢，这一段圣经就继续告诉我们。
So the Bible continues to teach us.
我们不可叫食物绊倒别人。
Do not have these things on eating to stumble others.
换一句话说呢
，In other words,
有一些相对的事情
，things which are relative,
可能叫别人跌倒。
Maybe it becomes a stumbling block.
那么一个人跌倒了以后呢
？If a person were to fall,
整个信心动摇
，then his faith is shaken.
就进入他。绝对的范围的
Then they will enter his absolute realm.
相对的是怎么变成达到有绝对性的后果呢
Thing which is relative, how can it produce results of absoluteness?
这是很不值得的一个交易
This is a trade which is not actually worthy.
你用真价钱买假表是错了
If you were a true price to buy a fake watch, it's not worthy.
你用假价钱买真表是赚的
But then you use a false price to buy a real watch, then you gain.
但卖的人是卖错了
But the one who sells wrongly.
所以现在如果是绝对的事情
Thing which is absolute.
你把它相对的去对付
You want to relativize it.
你是出卖真理
Then you betray a truth.
相对的事情
Thing which is relative.
结果弄到变成绝对的错误
But absolute is absolute wrong.
是因小失大
Because of small, you lose big.
有的父母亲对孩子要求太严格
Some of the parents are so demanding from the children.
如果你没有考三名里面，你就不是我的孩子。
If you're not within the first, second, and third place, you're not my children.
这些父母以为用这样的办法可以刺激孩子好好读书。
They thought they use this way they can stimulate their students to study well.
但是他们自己小的时候常常最后一名。
But when they were small, they would come always the last.
现在做起爸爸威风十足，要孩子前三名。
But come with the father, they want the top of the three.
那么最后一名的人不能生第三名的料子出来，怎么办
？You know, for the one who is always last in the class, they cannot produce children with so intelligent.
长大的孩子没有办法到第三名的时候。
So when the child cannot come to the top three,
因为有其父必有其子。这种才怎么出那种才呢
Because like father, like son, how can they produce good results?
所以这个孩子拼命到最后只有十多名、二十名。
So no matter how hard the children study, they cannot become the top three.
父母大骂。
So they are angry.
结果孩子就神经病了。
So then they are wrong mentally.
自卑感了。
And they feel inferior.
常常搞得自己没有用。
Many times they feel they're useless.
还有一些孩子因为这样他就自杀。
And for some children, because of this, they commit suicide.
所以你是因小失大。
And because of small, you lose something big.
因相对的要求绝对。
Because of relative, demand something which is absolute.
闹成这个更可怕的结果。
So become a result which is more horrifying.
所以保罗在这里说呢。
Paul here says,
食物的事情不是最重要的。
Think of matter or eating is the most important.
不要因食物来绊倒别人。
Do not because of eating stumble your brother.
什么叫做绊倒别人呢
？What if I become a stumbling block?
世人就不能长进。
So the others cannot grow.
世人就一直自卑下去。
Others become inferior.
世人就非心设置不再做基督。
And others feel so downhearted and despair.
世人就怀疑上帝。
And they want to become skeptical about God.
世人就咒诅自己。
Because people curse themselves.
所以弟兄姐妹对别人的态度会影响别人灵性的长进或者退后。我们就要注意怎样约束自己。
So our attitude to others will cause them to grow or stumble them not to grow. We must pay attention to what our attitude is.
你我讲的没有错嘛？明明是他错嘛
？You say what I say is not wrong. He's wrong.
你不再辩护了。
You don't have to defend yourself.
因为当他已经到了一个灵性受太大的威胁，以及整个信仰动摇的时候。你对也没有用，因为你的对不是出于爱心。
When his spirituality becomes threatened, his faith shaken, even your right become wrong.
我们做基督徒常常会这样。
So we see Christian many times fall into this shortcoming.
我们看到某某人有缺点。
We see that certain people have some wrong.
我们就咕噜变成喇叭。
And we gossip become a trumpet.
整个教会起传。
And the whole church knows.
人家说你为什么这样讲呢
？What are you saying in this manner? You say
我讲的对不对？你看嘛，对嘛。
I want to say it's right. What's this right?
我是讲诚实话嘛。
I'm saying the truth.
但是圣经说什么？
The Bible says,
用爱心讲诚实话。
Tell the truth in love.
那这句话是用原则来控制你的言语。
This using the principle to control your tongue.
爱的动机
and the motive of love
是为了造就人。
It is because you want to build up others.
如果你讲真 实的话。
If what you say is truth,
但这些绊倒人
，but stumble others
是毁坏人
，and also destroy others
是使人跌倒
，so others will fall。
那么你所有讲的真理就没有造就的果效。
So all the truth that you have spoken do not build up others。
所以保罗在以弗所书告诉我们
，Paul in the book of Ephesians says，
用爱心讲诚实话。
He wants to say truth in love。
大家说，用爱心讲诚实话。这样才能彼此建立。
Then only you can build up one another.
所以当一个人批评别人的时候
，So when we pass judgment on others,
讲完的时候
，After that,
你说你有根据吗？有根据。
You have some basis on that? Yes, I have.
你讲是真的？有好多证据。
True, yes.
啊，你讲完了，真的哈
？Is it true?
你没有回报了？没有。
You never slander others?
你讲的都是对的吗
？All you say is
都是对的。
All is right.
你讲的都是出于爱心吗
？Is it all from love?
没有，不够爱心。
That you cannot answer.
那，请你不要讲。
Then don't say it.
所以不是单单讲真话就够了。
It's not sufficient to talk about truth.
要用爱心讲真话。
But talk the truth in love.
弟兄姊妹有软弱是真实。
When the weaknesses in the brother is true.
不过问题，这些真实的事情你要用爱心去处理，不是用你见义勇为、随便揭发别人毛病，表示自己比别人更清白来清干，来这个侮辱别人。
But the thing is that you must talk the truth in love so they can build others, not to also the rebuke others.
所以保罗就提到基督用爱心来救赎他，我们从这个角度来处理弟兄有软弱的。
So then Paul said that Christ used love to redeem your brothers, and that's why you must deal with them in love.
在第十三章第七第八节的时候
，In chapter 13, verse 7 and 8,
我已经对你们讲一句话，不知道有没有人记得
？I will say one statement. I don't know whether you remember or not.
要从别人的软弱事情上看见自己的亏欠。
From others' weaknesses, you want to see your own shortcoming.
你看见别人软弱
，When you see others are weak,
你就想因为我不够劝他。
It is because I'm not exhorting enough.
我不够从前提醒他。
I have not reminded him enough.
我不够在他犯错以前为他祷告。
I have not actually prayed for him before his fall.
我不够警戒他。
I've not actually warned him enough.
每次看见别人的软弱
，So every time when you see people's weaknesses,
就审查自己的亏欠。
You want to examine your own shortcoming.
每次看见别人的失败
，Every time when you see people fail,
看见自己没有好好照顾别人，以至于别人失败。
See that you do not take care of others good enough, that's why they fall.
这样的动机就是出于爱心。
This kind of motive comes from love.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们
，Paul here says,
不要因为食物叫人因你。绊倒了
Do not stumble others because of eating.
这些的弟兄
And these brothers
照样的是基督为他死的
They are actually Christ have died for them.
基督这么爱他
And Christ loves them so much.
甚至为了他的软弱为他死
In order for their weaknesses God Christ died for them.
那么你除了发现他的软弱责备他以外你到底在爱的事情上你曾经做过什么
Other than discover their weaknesses, you rebuild them in love. What have you done for them?
我从前
in the past,
有毛病的时候
when I'm weak,
我妈妈会责备我
my mother will rebuke me.
但是每一次责备的时候我听见用爱用不愿意孩子失败的动机做出发点来责备
But every time when my mother rebuke, I can know that she remembers after love for me, not that I fall.
但是那些讨厌我的人责备我的时候
But for those who hate me when they rebuke me,
我就觉察不到，也意识不到，也感受不到他们有爱心做动机。
I cannot feel, I cannot know that they rebuke me out of the motive of love.
所以同样知道我的毛病。
So the same thing, they know my weaknesses.
但是爱我的人责备我的时候口气是不一样。
But the one who loves me when they rebuke is with different tone.
那恨我的人责备我的人是口气很露骨就是妒忌就是仇恨。
But for those who hate me when they rebuke me, it's also hatred and jealousy.
我们每一个人都有非常敏感的心理的反应。
In order that is how we respond with sensitiveness.
我们受那些真正爱我们的人的责备，我们是很甘愿。
For those who truly love us and rebuke us, we are willing to accept.
受那些出于妒忌、出于怀恨的人对我们的责备。我们是很不愿意接受
But the rebuke that comes from people who are jealous, who hate us, we can accept.
人同此心，心同此理。
That everybody has some kind of heart, the heart has some kind of psychology.
所以你要人怎么待你
So if you want people to deal in this manner,
你就要怎样待人
It is with the same manner you deal with others.
在不同看法的事情上
So when a difference in view,
在不同习惯的事情上
When a difference in habits,
你说这么奇怪，你跟我不一样。
他跟说 ，Stranger, not like me。
你跟我不一样，但是另外一句话是我也跟你不一样。
And when say you're not like me, the other way is to say that I'm not like you。
你说这个人很奇怪，那个人心里更想你这个人很奇怪。
When you say this man is very strange, he also feels that you're very strange。
所以你怪着轻叹的口气对待他的时候
，So when you talk to people with a despised voice，
他怎么感受的？
How would you feel?
也就是人用轻看怪责的口气对你的时候，你怎么感受是一样的。
And also they will feel and also talk to you in the same manner.
既然人同此心，心同此理。
So people with the same heart and the same logic.
我们就用彼此有同等感受的这种观念来对待人。
So with this kind of same feeling, we want to deal with others.
另外一件事情。
The other things.
人与人的关系，恨常常采取主动。爱常常流于被动。
You know, in human relationships, hatred is always active and also love is always passive.
所以我们学习主动的爱。
So when we learn to be active in our love,
最好是没有连被动的恨都没有。
The best thing, we don't even have passive kind of hatred to others.
我怎么解释主动的爱跟被动的恨？
How do I interpret active love and also passive hatred?
主动的爱是我们的主。
The active love is coming from God.
被动的审判也是我们的。
The passive judgment also comes from God.
那么罪人在堕落线以下
，and these sinners after we've fallen，
我们只有主动的恨，被动的爱。
We are only active in our hatred and passive in our love.
什么叫做主动的恨
？What about active in hatred？
人对你不好，你一定更不好对待。
When people are no good to you, you'll be worse to them.
所以你常常听到这样的话。
So many times you heard this statement.
我这个人就是这样。
I'm such.
如果你对我好，我就对你好。
If you're good to me, I'm good to you.
如果你对我不好，我就比你更不好。
If you're bad to me, I will worse to you.
你听过这个话没有
？Have you heard that？
有没有啊
？Have you heard that？
有没有
？Have you heard that？
回答有没有？你不是听过，你讲过。
Not only you heard, you have said that.
那你讲这句话的时候
，So when you say this statement,
我就是这样。
I'm such.
你对我，我就比你更不好。
If you're good to me, you're worse to me, I'm worse to you.
你是不打自招承认你的恨是主动。
You are just about to acknowledge that you're active in the hatred.
那如果你对我好，我就对你好。
If you're good to me, I'll be good to you.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你一直对我好，对我好，后来不好意思，怎么人家对我这样好，我对他不好，我就不得不对他好，那个叫做被动的爱。
So because you're always good to me, that's why I have to be good to you. Just a passive love.
所以我们的爱是被动的。
So our love is always passive.
我们的恨是主动的。
Our hatred is active.
我们的爱是消极的。
Our this love is active.
我们的恨是积极的。
And our this hatred is positive.
这就是人犯罪以后
，After man has fallen，
所有的心理状况。
This all a psychological state.
那么现在呢？当弟兄们有软弱的时候
，So now when brothers have weaknesses，
你是用罪人主动的恨去看待他。
Are you using the hatred coming from sin to deal with
them? 或者用基督主动的爱去对待他
？Or using a positive love coming from Christ to deal with them?
从罪人主动的恨转移到变成用基督主动的爱去对待弟兄，这就是你灵性进程的这个改变。
It is the progress in a spiritual transformation if you use the active hatred coming from you yourself to hate others, but to change to the love of Christ who is active.
This is a progressive change of your spiritual standard.
这是在过程中你的属灵上的这个改变。
你这个程度到什么地方
？How much progress？
就看你到底用主动的恨，或者用。主动的爱
，You will see whether you use active hatred or active love
去对待别人
，to deal with others。
当你用基督那主动的爱去看人的软弱的时候
，When you see others' weaknesses through Christ's active love，
你就预备牺牲自己帮助人。
Then you prepare yourself to sacrifice yourself to help others。
你预备放弃自己的权利去造就人。
To prepare yourself to deny your own right to help others。
你预备牺牲自己的时间、体力跟你自己的才干去。
And also to prepare yourself to sacrifice your time, your talents to help others.
孔子说君子成人之美
And Confucius said that a gentleman will complete others' goodness.
圣经说君子成人之不美
And the Bible will say that even the gentleman will complete others' shortness.
别人不美你还要成全他 叫他美
When other people are short in their beauty, we'll complete them.
你才是君子
Then you are a gentleman.
你们的义若不超过法利赛的义你就不配进天国。
If your righteousness do not surpass the righteousness of the scribe, you cannot enter into heaven.
法利赛人呢，滚瓜烂熟背圣经。
The Pharisees know the Bible through and through.
他们很容易找出哪一个人违背圣经律法哪一条。
They can easily pinpoint which point you are shortcoming of the law.
所以他们对别人是明 秋毫，很容易辨出他们的错误。
So to others, they know even the most minute kind of shortcoming.
但是没有一个法利赛人是愿意为别人死的。
But not even a single Pharisee want to die for others' sake.
基督对人的错误比别人看得更清楚。
But Christ Jesus even see more thoroughly others' weaknesses.
但基督说人子来不是要定世人的罪。
But then the Lord Jesus said that the Son of Man come not to condemn.
乃是要叫世人因人子而得救。
But so the people through him might be saved.
所以人子来是要舍己服侍人，做多人的赎价。
So the Son of Man came to deny himself, become the price of redemption for others.
所以当基督徒也了解主对人的爱的这个心智的时候
，When the Christian more and more we understand the love of God to others.
基督徒的灵性是自己越来越长进，越来越成全。
Then our spirituality progress and more and more mature.
当一个人肯牺牲自己成全别人的时候
，When we're prepared to deny ourselves to accomplish others.
这个人才明白什么叫做爱。
Then he will truly know what's love.
爱不是我爱了半死，没有他我死了，那个不是爱。
Cry that I love so much.
那个是需要
but it's the need.
那个是盼望别人的存在填满他的需要
You hope that others' existence become the fulfillment of your love.
那么牺牲别人不管只要我的爱得到成全就好了
It never mind if sacrifice others as long as my love is complete.
所以如果这种爱是叫做爱这是很自私的爱
If that love is called love that's a very selfish love.
但是圣经所讲的爱不是自私自满自足牺牲别人成全自己那不是爱
But what the Bible talk about the love is not something where to sacrifice others to fulfill yourself.
圣经所讲的刚好是反过来
But just the reverse.
牺牲自己成全别人
Sacrifice others accomplishing others.
放弃自己得做别人
You deny yourself but you gain others.
愿舍弃自己挽回别人
Deny yourself but gain people.
愿你使自己受损使别人被成全起来
So that even though you lose number by others accomplished.
牺牲自己成全别人叫做爱
To sacrifice yourself to accomplish others, that's called love.
大家说一二三，牺牲自己，成全别人，叫做爱。上帝爱我们
，God loves us.
最后，我们与基督一同结合而为一。
Finally, together with Christ, we're united with Christ.
新郎要来娶这个败坏的新娘。
So the groom wants to welcome this bride.
人与基督成婚，永远不离婚的。
So when they get married with Christ Jesus, we will not be divorced.
今天男女之间的爱是为了对方的好处，可以补满他的需要，是这种爱结合的。
Today, when the couples coming together, it's because the other party's goodness will accomplish my weaknesses.
有一天不再满足他的，他就离婚了。
So when one day they find that the other party cannot accomplish them, they're divorced.
人间甚至男女之间的爱都是有自私的因素在。
Even the love between a girl and a boy, there's a selfishness.
所以当你对弟兄用基督的爱来爱的时候
，So when you love your brothers and sisters with Christ's love,
你就要从基督的牺牲、舍己、成全对方的动机来学习灵性的长进。
It is from the motive of Christ's sacrificial love to accomplish others, want to grow in the spirituality.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
如果你因着食物叫弟兄忧愁
，If it is because of food you want to cause grieving to others,
你就不是按着爱人的道理来行。
Then your action is not enough.
基督已经替他死了
，That Christ has died for them.
你不可因你的食物叫他败坏
，Do not because of the food destroy them.
我很奇怪的。
And I feel strange.
为什么保罗在提到关于食物绊倒的事情，忽然间提到基督为他死呢
？How come that in this thing about the food or something, how come Paul suddenly mention about Christ died for him?
基督为他死，他是谁呀？他是有软弱的。
That Christ died for him, he's the one with weakness.
他是为了食物都会绊倒的人。
He's the one who can even stumble others with food.
基督为他死
，But Christ died for him.
要是连这样软弱的人，基督愿意舍己。把他拯救回来。
Which means this kind of people who are so weak, but yet Christ is prepared to die and then redeem them.
今天有很多基督徒想象中间罪人很可爱，但是已经心里处得很可恶。
And many of these people think that these sinners are lovable, but then Christians are hateable.
所以他要传福音给别人，就很有爱心哇，盼望人家要信主，他显出虚假的爱一大堆。
So they want to preach to non-Christians, they show their love, hypocritical love.
等到一信主以后呢
？But after they've been turned into Christians,
他那个对外邦的爱就不见了。
Then his love toward the Gentiles now disappeared.
那里就用苛刻的手段来对付教会的。
And with a very demanding kind of attitude, he demands from the brothers in the church.
你想这不是变态吗
？You know, it seems there's something wrong.
如果是这样的，更好，大家都不信主，你才会有爱心。
If that is the matter, it's better that others don't believe in the Christ, then you love the non-Christian.
你信主，就没有资格被你爱了。
Because one become a Christian, you are not qualified to be loved by him.
但是我们的 主不是如此。
But our Lord is not such.
我们没有信以前，他从天上来寻找我们。
Before we believe, he comes from heaven to seek for us.
我们信以后，他爱属于他的人，爱他们到底。
After we have been redeemed, he loves us to the end.
所以基督已经为他舍命。
So Christ has to give his life for them.
你就不可叫他败坏。
Then you cannot stumble them.
这是神的命令。
And that's command from the Lord.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹懂了这些原则以后呢
？So when brothers and sisters know about this principle,
我们应当忍气吞声。
Then we must be patient.
用爱心忍耐接受别人和我们不同的。
In love, that we want to be patient others are shortcoming.
母亲呢，对孩子最失望的时候。一面流泪一面盼望
In order for the mother when they're most disappointed with the children on one hand they should get tears on the other hand
母亲你这么坏我打死你打死你
You're so bad I'll beat you to death
不要说打死病了他就苦死了
I tell you what even when they fell sick they would be sorrowful
真的打死他没有这个事情
They will not hit the children until death
因为这个爱呢是要救活他不是要打死他
Because in love they want to save them not to beat them to death
爱的气得不得了讲这种话出来
Even though when they are so angry they say this but yet
你听说的赵世光啊
你的赵世光赵世光
信了耶稣以后
after he became a Christian
他的母亲气得要命
and the mother got so angry
因为全家只有一个男孩子独生子
because he is the only son
那么又祖父父亲死了
and also the father and the grandfather
就靠你一个人烧香
so you are the one to burn the joystick
祭祖
to assess the
worship 他们在阴间才没有变成恶鬼
Then in the hell they will not become the hungry these are devils.
那你一信主，他们就变成 hungry devil.
So if you become a Christian, they become hungry devils.
所以呢，他气得要命。
So the mother got so angry.
后来听说赵世光不但信主，而且奉献做传道人。
So later呢 she heard that only that he became a Christian, he wanted to be a preacher.
他妈妈说：“我打死你哟！”
But this mother said, "I'll beat you."
啊，就母亲气得不得了。
The mother got so angry.
他就打死他的孩子。
Want to beat the son to death.
他怎么打呢？
然后
用手巾打。
Use handkerchief.
我打死你哟！
I'll beat you to death. I'll beat you to death.
用手巾打死孩子。
Use handkerchief to beat the son to death.
我告诉你，连苍蝇都打不死。
Not even beating death of the flies.
一个大大的男孩子打得死。
How can you beat a man to death?
他气得不得了。
But she was so angry.
但是她是母亲。
But she's the mother.
我还是用爱来盼望。
It is with a love she hope.
一面痛苦。
Suffer that she is.
一面盼望。
Oh,
那么他气孩子信耶稣奉献做传道。
She was so angry that this son become a Christian and so wanted that gave himself to be a preacher.
他是气错了。
And also she.
他说我要打死你哦。
Or the beat to death.
也是讲错了。
Also say wrongly.
用手巾打不死也是打错了。
Use handkerchief to beat without die also wrongly beat wrongly.
结果不但赵世光没有死。
So not only this Reverend 赵世光didn't die.
后来他母亲也信主。
So later on, the mother was convinced.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my brothers and sisters,
我们对弟兄
to our brothers,
要明白
you must understand,
他的母亲把他养大
that the mother brought him up,
管教他
had teach them,
无论如何是出于爱心
no matter what, it's come from love.
我们对弟兄
we to the brothers,
要想到我们的主
we must know our Lord,
为他死为他流血为他钉十字架
die for him, crucify for him, shed the blood for him,
牺牲一切是要成全他
all sacrifice for him, but to build him up.
所以我们对弟兄只有成全造就的责任没有毁坏绊倒的可以
so to our brothers we only have a responsibility to build them up not to destroy them
我不可毁坏别人
we cannot destroy others
我不可绊倒别人
I cannot be a stumbling block to others
虽然耶稣是绊倒人的事是难免的
even though Christ says it's not avoidable for you to stumble others
我们不小心不小心人绊倒了
We are not careful others stumble
所以呢我们呢绊倒人的时候
So when you stumble others
你可以引用神你看耶稣说绊倒人的是免不了的嘛
You can quote the Bible say that Christ is
本来免不了的嘛
They can stumble others
管他绊倒不绊倒
Never mind they stumble
因为耶稣说绊倒人的是免不了的嘛
Because Christ says not avoidable that you can stumble others
那个耶稣多么了解我也有软弱嘛
So Jesus knew that as weaknesses
他如果因为绊倒是人本来免不了的嘛
So he because of me has stumbled if it's not because the unavoidable
所以你自言其说了
So you want to complete the
whole thing 利用耶稣要替自己辩护了
So you want to Jesus saying to defend yourself.
但是耶稣讲那句话，又接下去讲什么话？你记得吗
？But when Jesus Christ said that statement, what's the following statement?
绊倒人的事是免不了的。
But it's unavoidable for you to stumble others.
但是，那些绊倒人的人
those to some others.
要用石头绑在他的颈项上。
You must actually tie them with a stone.
把他丢在海里给他沉死。
And then put them and drown them in the water.
所以你以为耶稣替你讲话。
So you think Christ is saying for you?
绊倒人的事是免不了的。
So it's unavoidable for you some others.
免不了，我绊倒了免不了。耶稣呢，你去死哦。用石头绑在你家，丢在海里跟你去死了。
You better die because of that.
所以绊倒人
，So he who stumbles
一定是很大的错误。
Surely it's the wrong big wrong.
绊倒人
，the stumble others
一定是很重的罪。
It is a very heavy sin.
否则耶稣不会讲的这么厉害的话。
If not, Jesus would not say so strictly.
耶稣讲的最厉害的是三次。
Three things that Jesus said the
first. 第一次
，the first time，
拦阻或者不要耶稣上十字架的彼得。耶稣是撒旦退去吧。
And Christ Jesus has said, retreat Satan to Peter when Peter stopped Jesus to go to the cross.
你看就这样硬的话。
So that's a strong word.
第二次。
The second.
绊倒人的人。
He was number other.
宁可把他丢在海里去死。
You want to throw them to the water to be drowned.
你看就这样硬的话。
So hard words.
第三次。
The third.
犹大出卖人子。
Judas had so betrayed the master.
那人不如。不生在世界上更好。
It's better that he's not born into the world.
当我们的主讲着这样重的话的
时候 ，When our Lord says that harsh statement，
你知道他的心多么不愿意我们有那三种状况。
You know that in his heart he doesn't want us to be in such circumstances.
我们怎么可以拦阻上帝救赎人的计划
？How can we stop the plan of Christ Jesus to step up？
我们可以怎么毁坏主所拯救的人
？How can we destroy these people God has saved？
我们怎么可以把爱我们的主把他出卖掉
？How can we betray our Lord？
神。绝对不喜欢我们做这些事。
Absolutely, God would not want us to do all these things.
所以这里说你不可绊倒弟兄。
And that's why he said, don't stumble your brothers.
因为基督已经为他死了，你怎么可以叫他绊倒
？Because Christ just said, die for them. How can he destroy them?
基督已经为他死了。
The Lord has died for them.
所以你既然为他死没有份。
So now you don't have a share to die for them.
你绊倒他有份，你的罪更大了。
But you have a share to stumble them, then the greater your sin.
我们对弟兄只能有一个办法。
So to our brothers, there's only one way.
出于爱对待人。
Out of love, you want to deal with that.
如果你在圣物的事情叫他绊倒，就不是出于爱心的事情。
It upon eating, you want to stumble them, your action is not in love.
所以我们不可无爱对待人。
So you cannot deal with others without love.
我们不可不故意去绊倒人。
We cannot also intentionally want to stumble others.
我们不可不谨慎去毁坏人。
We cannot others because we're not alert to destroy others.
这不可不可不可。
These are no, no, no.
这里很清楚地告诉我们。
Very clearly here says,
不可绊倒人。
You cannot stumble your brothers.
不可败坏人。
Do not destroy them.
你只要用爱心对待人。
Only with love you deal with them.
但从另外角度来说呢。
But from another angle,
你不可你的善行被人回报。
You cannot be the slandered by others because of good action.
所以从主动的方面来说
，So from the activeness，
我们不可败坏人
，We cannot destroy others，
我们不可绊倒人
，We cannot stumble others，
我们不可论断人
，We cannot pass judgment on others。
这三样不论断人
，Three things pass judgment，
不绊倒人
，Stumbling，
你不毁坏人
，And destroy。
但是在主动被动的方面
，But in the passiveness，
你不可叫人回报你。
You cannot cause others to slander you.
不可让人回谤你。
Others will not slander you.
有关于回谤的事情，我们应该用一个钟头来谈。
Things about slandering we have to spend 1 hour to talk.
因为这是人性中间常常遇到的事情。
Because this in our human nature, many times we face it.
当你发现你没有做的事，人家讲你的坏话。
When you find a thing you have never done, people want to slander on you.
当你发现人家无意的或者故意的或者不故意的使你的名誉受损。
People intentionally and unintentionally defend you.
你气得不得了。
So you are so angry.
你也来这样对待我。
How can I deal with me in such manner?
也来这样回谤我。
That you slander me.
我告诉你，受回谤的人
，He who is defamed,
不必生气。
We don't get angry.
大家跟我说，受回谤的人，不必生气。你说我很苦。我没有做，他讲我不需要回报。
You say I suffer because I've never done it, and they say I did it.
我知道
，I know.
受回报是很苦的事情。
To be slandered is something that you suffer.
我知道
，I know.
我一生常常受回报。
In my whole life, I've been slandered so many times.
有几次气到，若不是耶稣，我早就自杀了。
And sometimes I get so angry if I'm not Christian, I'll commit suicide.
就受回报很苦。
You know, to be slandered, you suffer.
后来我从在跪在上帝面前祷告。就是体会到一件事。
But later on, I knew that to pray to God, I learned one thing.
毁谤你的人很可能出于妒忌。
The slanderers may be out of jealousy.
很可能出于误会。
Maybe out of misunderstanding.
啊，如果出于误会。
If it's out of misunderstanding.
你用生气不能解决问题。
If you get angry, you can't solve it.
你会更坚固他的误会是有道理。你看，就是这种人。
It will strengthen his misunderstanding. Well, he said you are such.
所以你就无意上当。
So unintentionally you fall into the trap.
不是上他的当。
Not to get trapped.
因为他根本没有计谋要你上当。
Because he doesn't have a plot to trap you.
你是无意上魔鬼的当。
But to the trap of Satan.
你懂吗？所以如果人诽谤你，
if people would slander you,
是出于误会，
out of misunderstanding,
你不要生气。
Do not get angry.
这种怒气是完全没有价值。
Because this kind of anger has no value.
这些话你要注意记得。
You must record all this.
你这些事情听懂了。
Because when you understood all this,
你后半生就比前半生更多智慧。
In the second half of your life, you're more wise than the first half.
如果人诽谤你，
if people defend you,
是出于误会，
out of misunderstanding,
那么一定有使他误会的原因，你要找出来。
Then that must be the thing, reason why that he misunderstood you. You must find out the reasons.
人家乱传，
people just pass this.
人家讲坏话。
People also will put bad words.
他就跟着人讲，以为信以为真，他再传的时候就变成对你的诽谤。
And because the rumors they believe and they pass on and become a slanderer.
所以你要佩服他这么快传，如果以后变成传福音的使者就很好了。
So you must admire him. He can pass this rumor so fast. If you turn to be a Christian, can preach the gospel. That's good.
所以你看他的好处。
See his good point.
有什么听了就传，哇，很伟大。
Whatever you heard, you preach is great.
有一听福音就传，一听福音，教会就很快发展。
Later on, if you hear the gospel, you preach and the church will grow.
这种快传的个性是要争取的，不是要对付的。
This is a character to preach something which is fast. You must gain them.
是尽量发现仇敌的好处，你就是伟大的人。
So try to discover the good point of your enemies, then you're great yourself.
尽量发现同工的缺点，你就是小气的人。
If you were to find the shortcoming of your own co-workers, then you are so narrow-hearted.
那么你找出了到底什么源头使他对你产生误会而诽谤。
So you want to find the source why that misunderstand you and that's why they slander you.
你就从源头解决，不同支流去解决。
So you solve it from the source and not the
branch.
The branches.
我现在不再讲下去了。
I'm not going to continue.
但我第二个可能。
The second possibility.
如果他诽谤是出于妒忌。
If they defend you out of their jealousy.
那么他是诽谤的源头。
So that's the source. He is the source of the slandering.
他的诽谤是从妒忌产生出来的。
His slandering comes from jealousy.
不是从误会产生出来。
Not coming from misunderstanding.
误会解释清楚了，啊，明白了，就解决了。
Because if you can explain the misunderstanding, everything is solved.
妒忌解决不来的。
But jealousy, you cannot solve it.
因为妒忌不在皮，不在肉。不在筋，在骨头中的锈烂。
Because jealousy doesn't come from the skin or this the meat, but come from the bone.
所以这些妒忌你的骨头里面已经烂了。
So these people who jealousy, they are already destroyed in the bone.
你
敷
他皮肤的药也没有用。
Because you want to apply ointment in the skin is no use.
刺到骨髓里面，你的能力不够的。
But to come right into the bone, you cannot have the power.
那你怎么办呢？
How to do?
原来是这个人妒忌我，所以诽谤我。
Well, he is jealous, and that's why he.
气得不得了。
You are so angry.
你苦得不得了。
You so suffer.
当我有这样的经验的时候。
But when I had this experience,
我跪下祷告。
I kneel down and pray.
圣灵感动我，为他祷告。
The Holy Spirit touched me to pray for him.
不是为自己的痛苦祷告。
Not to pray for your own suffering.
主啊，他妒忌我。
Lord, he's jealous of me.
一定是因为他认为我比他好。
Might be because he feels that I'm better than he does.
有没有人妒忌那些比他笨的人？
Would anybody be jealous of those who are worse than they do?
有没有人妒忌比较差的人？
Or those who are worse than they do?
你拿到90分，他20分，为什么你比我低这么多？我妒忌你，有没有这样的人？
He got 90 and they got 20. How can he be jealous of you?
有。
Oh yes.
不是没有。
Yes.
中国的大文学家阿 Q 就写一篇叫做《阿 Q 正传》，中国的大文学鲁迅。写了一本书叫《阿 Q 正传》。
You know, this Lu Xun has wrote a book or the autobiography of 阿 Q.
阿 Q 的精神是 Q 了。
You know, the spirit of 阿 Q is disordered.
所以他的观念跟人一不一样。
So then his ideas are different from others.
有一次阿 Q 坐在一个乞丐的旁边。
You know, there was one 阿 Q was sitting beside a beggar.
这个乞丐找来找，找了一个臭虫。
And this 阿 Q, this a beggar found a fly.
不是臭虫，臭虫，一个这个 bad smell。bug
it's a bug
bug
bad smell bug
臭虫人，这个臭得不得 了。
So this bug is so bad in the smell.
那么那个人抓那个臭虫又
So when that beggar found the bug
把它压的时候 很大声
press it 那个上喉。
后来他找，怎么他有我没有？
说阿弟，我准备放好个 behind the night。
他找了半次也找了一个小小的
，and find a small one。
他大力啊，很小声。
So he press very hard, but very small sound。
他就妒忌为什么他的比他更大声。
So he very jealous how come his has a bigger sound。
所以连有臭虫也有人妒忌的。
So even you have the best smell, but people are jealous。
所以如果有人妒忌你。
So if people are jealous on you,
你怎么解决？把它当作阿 Q 算了。
You just treat it as 阿 Q。
你懂吗？那么现在呢？如果他妒忌我
，So if he were jealous on me,
我怎么为他祷告
？Okay, I pray for you
我发现
，I discovered，
他一定是以为我比他好。
Probably he thought that I'm better than he does。
所以他妒忌我。
And that's why he's jealous。
所以一个人呢，能够尽量与所有人和好，有一个原因就是有时故意轻看自己，嘲笑自己。
So if a person can be harmonious with others, sometimes you said you can look down on yourself。
这个是很深的心理学。
This is a psychology with deep。
一个能笑自己的人很难神经病。
One that can big joke of himself, not easily they will go wrong mentally。
就是很深的智慧哈。
And this is a very deep wisdom。
你自己这个傻瓜怎么这样笨的自己笑自己
？And then you laugh at yourself, how come I'm so stupid？
一个神经病的人。只会笑别人，不会笑自己。
One who is a mentally wrong will laugh at himself and others。
他是不可被嘲笑。
He cannot be laughed at。
当有人笑他，他就崩溃了。
When people laugh at them, they now the whole thing collapses。
如果人家说你怎么这么笨
，If people say how can I so stupid，
你要回答说我比你想的更笨，你还不知道，我告诉你多么笨多么笨。那他就不会妒忌你。
He said I'm more stupid than you do. Do you know? Then they explain it, and then he will not feel jealous anymore。
如果人妒忌你呀
，If people are jealous on you，
一定是他以为你比他好。
Maybe because they feel they're better than you。
如果你比他好，他不妒忌你才奇怪。
If you're better than they do and they do not feel jealous， then
如果他发现你也有很多很笨的地方，他比来比去，他比我好这么多，比我笨更多，他不必妒忌，那你就平安了。
But if you were to see that you have even more weaknesses as compared to that, then you will not be jealous anymore.
人与人相处之道。
So the way to deal with others.
不要次次好胜。处处好强
，You don't want to win every time。
有时显出你的软弱
，Sometimes also show your。
有时承认你的失败
，Sometimes acknowledge your failure。
有时告诉人你自己不够的地方
，And tell others your insufficiency。
那就让大家有机会跟你一同笑你自己，你就很平安。
And people will laugh together with you your own self, then you are peace。
你们马来西亚曾经有一个很伟大的牧师，叫做徐彼得牧师。
You know you have a very big pastor, great pastor here is Reverend Peter Chu。
徐彼得牧师就是那巴生卫理公会。李建安博士的牧师
And Reverend Peter Su was my pastor in Klang Chinese Methodist Church.
徐彼得牧师没有博士学位
He doesn't have a PhD.
但是他的会友有博士学位的非常尊重这个没有博士学位的牧师
But the one who has a PhD respect this pastor without a PhD.
所以你没有学位的人不必自卑感
So you do not have a great degree, do not feel inferior.
你的会友都到最高的时候还可能很尊敬
Because your these members become a PhD, but yet they respect you.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他这个李建安这个会友啊
Because this member of 李建安
他拿到博士的那一天写我把我的博士论文献给我的牧师徐彼得牧师
Because after he has got his PhD then he dedicated the thesis also to Reverend Peter Su
为什么呢
Why?
因为他还是尊重他
Because he still respects him
学问当然不能比他了
Of course knowledge why he is better
学位根本不能比他了
Degree why he is better
学历也不能比他了
And also on the degrees
但是灵力是比他强
But spirituality is better
那徐彼得牧师在马圣教教牧修
Reverend Peter Su was teaching pastoral theology in MBS
他不是说做牧师成功要这样
He did not say that to be a pastor you must successful as I do in this manner that manner
他教教牧修啊
When you're teaching pastoral theology
比全世界所有教牧修的书更好不同的地方在哪里
It's better than all other pastoral theology book What's a strong point
他怎么教法呢
You know how they teach
我做牧师失败在这里失败在这里失败在这里
I'm a pastor that's my failure that's my failure that's my failure
以后你们做牧师不要像我这样失败不要像我这样
So when later you become a pastor do not fail in this manner with as I do
他是这样教法
That's the way he teach
那么学生听了哎，以后我做牧师我就要好好做免得这样失败这样失败这样
So the student learn from his failures
那这样的人有谁要妒忌他呢
Now who want to be jealous of him
没有什么可以妒忌的对不对
Nothing to be jealous of
徐彼得牧师跟我是好朋友、啊、
And Reverend Peter is a good friend to me
他对我说什么呢
What did he tell me
我是没有资格的
I'm not qualified
但是我就把我实实在情形告诉人
But I tell them the truth of who I am
我也从来不盼望有更高的地位
I never want to be a high priest
因为在他活的时代、啊、
But when he was alive
我认为全马来西亚最爱 主最传福音最有灵性的牧师是徐彼得牧师。
I believe that when you're still alive, he is the one in all home Malaysia, he's the one who loves and do the best work for the Lord.
你要知道他没有死以前，我对他讲很直的话，你要不要听？
You know, when he was still alive, I told him straight on.
我说徐牧师啊，我什么都尊重你，有一件我要批评。
He said, Reverend Peter, I respect all things, but one thing I do make criticism on you.
他说，当牧师啊，什么代志
？Reverend Tong, what's that?
我告诉你，我一生惋惜一件事情。
There's one thing I feel regret on him.
你从来没有做过卫理公会的会督。
You have never become the bishop of this Methodist church.
你也不争取做会督。
And you never fight for it.
很多人最会督是运动。
A lot of people make manipulations,
好像政治家买票一样
，like politicians,
布置清楚
，and they want to make all plots,
助阵很强
，and so with a strong support, and so to create an atmosphere,
做了会督哇
，and make a big show,
好像天使烧了两个翅膀
，like an angel like two wings。
徐彼得不是这样的人、
啊、
他就传福音传福音
preach and preach and preach.
我们建造一个马圣、
so、want to build an MBS,
就要在各乡村传福音、
so、that when preach gospel in all villages,
耶稣走遍各乡各城传福音
because Jesus gone through all villages to preach gospel.
有哪一个会度是传福音的
which bishop will preach
有哪一个会长是努力传福音
which president will do that
有一次
there was once,
我在吉隆坡卫理公会就是Davidson Road 那一条那一间
and there was one in KL Methodist Church
我自己爬树
I climbed up the tree
去这一个装电灯线
and to fix up the wire line
因为礼拜堂不够做了
because the whole church was packed
我宣布明天搬到球场布道
I made an announcement that the next day we would go to the basketball
球场没有灯啊
basketball court has no
不要紧
Never mind
白天我去买电线
I'll go and buy this wire line
我自己爬树
I'll climb out of the tree.
我自己去建的电
灯。I'll fix it myself.
一个电灯头一个接。
Bow by bow, I fix it.
那几个人受感动，唐牧师这么做，我们也这么做。
And some were touched by me, and they came together with
me. 那个当然，那个时候我比现在年轻二十岁了。
Of course, I was at least 20 years younger than myself.
四十多岁的时候。
40 plus, I was.
但是四十多岁的牧师爬树也很好看，对不对
？Well, past 40 or 20, but it's good looking.
有青年人就受感动，跟我一同做了。
So some young people touch, they do together with.
当时就有一个很高的这份的教会的领袖。
And that was the high-ranking church leader.
哦，要小心了。
Be careful, be careful.
不要跌倒啊
！I don't fall.
要下雨了。
It's going to rain.
就开车回家，聚会也不参加。
And then went back with the car, never come back again.
我不是不懂得人情世故的人。
It's not that I don't know about human relationships.
我很有礼貌的对他讲。
With manner, I tell him.
我会小心的。
I can be careful.
但是我清楚知道为什么地位越高的人越不爱做传福音的工作。
But in my heart, I know that those who are high ranking would not want to preach a person evangelist.
连教会都是一样。
Even the church is the same.
有谁地位比耶稣更高？
Who have higher status than Jesus?
上帝的儿子。
And God's son.
甘愿到地上做人。
That he wanted to be a man in the world.
谦卑到一个地步。
And was so humble.
明明是那个撒玛利亚妇人需要他的活水。
It was this woman of Samaria that needed the living water from him.
耶稣先谦卑到一个地步，盼望他给他井水。
But Jesus humbled himself, wanting to ask water from the well.
这个是巧。
That is the skill.
这个是。智慧
This wisdom.
你怎样在人间与人同工
How you work among people
如果有人妒忌你
If people are jealous on you
可能你太锋芒毕露了
Maybe you are too show off
你不要太以为你没有错
And maybe don't feel that you have no wrong shortcomings
还有
And also
当我跪在神面前祷告
When I kneel before the Lord and pray
上帝感动我
God touched my heart
他人妒忌你吗
Are people jealous on you
因为他心里想你成为他的威胁
because in their heart they feel that you threaten them
你比他好
you're better than you do
你不要因为有人妒忌你难过你要感谢上帝因为你比人好人才会妒忌
do not feel sad because people are jealous on you but you want to give thanks to God because you're better than others that's why people are jealous on you
如果是因为你锋芒毕露那你应当学习谦卑
because you show off too much you must be humble
你能不能有时谈到你的好处，有时也介绍你的软弱。
Would it sometimes you talk about good points, sometimes you talk about failures?
或者你只是讲自己多厉害，指着别人多不好。
Or are you only talking about good points? You point to others' weaknesses.
怪不得弄到你与人的感情这么紧张。
And that's
the
you know, tense in your relationship with others.
因为你的态度不好。
Because your attitude is not good.
第二样。
The second.
如果他真正是为了恶意妒忌你。
If they truly because of evil, they hate you.
你还要爱他。
You want to love them too.
你要了解他。
Understand them.
因为被妒忌比妒忌 是更有福气的。
Because to be jealous about is better than the one who jealous on others.
我大家说一二三，被妒忌比妒忌是更有福气的。第三样
，The third，
一个人妒忌别人
，A one who is jealous on others，
你知道了，你被妒忌，你很苦。
You know that you're being jealous of, and so you feel suffer.
你知道不知道，妒忌别人比被人妒忌更痛苦。
You know that it's even more suffering to be jealous on others than to be jealous on.
对不对啊？啊，你妒忌人苦不苦啊
？So you're jealous on others, you suffer yourself.
你被妒忌苦不苦啊
？But you're being jealous, would you feel suffer?
同苦应当有苦同当，对不对
？Why you want to take up the same suffering?、
有病同病相怜。
So when you have the illness,
you
have the compassion.
彼此了解啊。
And suffering, you understand each other.
人犯罪以后，妒忌才出来的。
You know, after man has fallen into sin, then have jealousy.
被妒忌的很不甘，为什么他妒忌我？
The one who,
太坏了，妒忌我。
The one who is jealous, feel how can he jealous on me?
主的灵感动我。
So the spirit of the Lord touched me.
使我明白被妒忌是很苦的事。
So that I understand that to be jealous of is suffer.
主感动我，给我发现，给我明白，妒忌我的人一定比我这个被妒忌的更痛苦。
But God touched me with the spirit, knowing that the one who jealous on me also suffer even more.
他若不是苦到那个地步，他何必妒忌你呢
？If it was because that kind of suffering that he had, how would he be jealous on you?
他已经苦到那个地步，你还要再骂他，还要再祷告求主刑罚他，你也未必未免太过苛刻了吧
？If they were suffering jealousy, how come you want to pray God that they make them suffer more?
如果人妒忌你
，If people are jealous on you,
你最好的办法是什么
？The best is.
用爱心
using love
为他祷告
pray for them
求主拯救他脱离那种痛苦
that God will save them from this kind of suffering
给他更宽大的心
so that they be more broad-minded
那么要给他发现你有缺点
and also they will discover that your shortcoming
减轻他继续妒忌的可能
so that they decrease the possibility of jealousy
这是平常的灵性没有办法做到的
this is something that our human nature is difficult to accomplish
所以你真正需要圣灵充满
so you need to be filled by the Holy Spirit
圣灵充满你以后
when Holy Spirit fills you
你就把所有讨厌你的人当作代祷的对象
then for those who hate you and dislike you become your opponent of prayer
把那些妒忌毁谤你的人当作爱的对象
so that those who are jealous on you those who defame you become your object of prayer
只有这个办法可以减轻事态的严重
it is only with this kind of manner you can decrease the seriousness
久久以后呢
and then when time passes
我回谤他
I slander on him
他还讲我的好话
he talk about good point about me
我妒忌他
I'm jealous on him
他还为我祷告
he pray for me
如果这样这个人很多好处我还能修怎么妒忌他呢
if this person has many good points I haven't learned how can I be jealous on him
事情就会好起来
then things will turn to be good
我从季志文老牧师修了很多功课
from Reverend Andrew Chi I learned a lot of lessons
其中有一个功课
one lesson is
就是呢他呢每次到一个家探访的时候
every time when you go visiting a home
有人就对他讲哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇
and people will tell him that I hate this person is so bad so bad so bad
他有时候对我们分享这些事
so sometimes when you share all these things with us
我就很想知道
I want to know
他听了人家讲别人不好反应如何
after you heard all this bad point of others how will you respond
多数的人
And the people say,
是他本来是不好，你忍耐心好耐心。
Yes, be patient. He's not good.
你不要一直批评，我知道他本来。
Do not criticize. I know he's gonna go.
你以为这样可以安慰他
？You thought you can comfort him?
他第二句听不见。
Then he won't hear the second statement.
他本来不好，但是你要忍耐。第二句他听不见，他本来不好，你看连他也承认我讲的话对，对不对
？See, he's not good, but be patient. So he acknowledged that you say the right thing.
所以当一个人批评别人的时候
，So when a person would criticize the others,
你听见不可附和他。
So when you heard it, do not agree with them.
你说如果不可复合他怎么办呢
？If you don't agree with them, what are you going to do?
装着睡觉不听他。
Pretend that you don't hear anything.
他会碰你起来再听。
Then you wake you up.
所以你一定要听的。
So you must listen.
而且我有一个习惯。
I have a habit.
谁对我讲话，我一定看他的眼睛，看到他讲完。
When people talk to me, I will look at their eyes until they finish.
后来我发现我的孩子没有这个习惯。
So I didn't find that my children don't have this habit.
听人讲话，眼睛溜来溜去。
So when you listen to others, the head turns.
我就把他教训一顿。
So I taught you a lesson.
人对你讲话。
When people talk to you,
你要心在那里。
Your heart must be there.
耳要在那里。
The ears must
be there. 眼睛要看着他。
Eye must look at them.
表示你现在在他面前。
Just to show that you are before
尊重他所讲的
respect what they're saying
所以如果人在我面前批评别人怎么办
if people are criticizing others before me what are you going to do
我是不是当作不听
Would I pretend I've not heard?
或者主啊，赦免他，因为他讲的他不知道。
I say, God forgive them because you don't know what he said.
你还是要听。
You want to listen?
所以一个牧师啊
，a pastor，
牧羊要成功啊。
You want to be successful in your pastor?
You try to be a good listener.
你要好一个听聆听者。
爱听别人的。
You want to listen to others?
不多讲话。
Do not talk so much.
最好的安慰就是听受苦的人的发言，而不是讲话停止他的诉苦。
The best comfort you can give to those who suffer is to listen to them, not to interrupt them with a comforting word.
Be a good listener.
做一个好的聆听者。
但是我如果一直听太自相辩的话，岂不是我在他最终有份吗？
If I were to continue to listen what he make criticism of, am I not sharing in the sin?
所以我很想知道季牧师怎么处理这个。
So I want to know, Reverend Andrew G, how did he deal with this thing?
我就问那个季牧师，那他一直讲我们要怎么样？
Then I asked Reverend Andrew G, what are you going to do if you continue to talk?
他说你不要说对对。本来很不好，对对对，你讲，你不要讲。
You won't say right. He's
wrong. 你让他讲。
Let him talk.
然后你静静的。
And then you listen quietly.
也不点头。
Don't nod your head.
也不摇头。
Don't shake your head.
就一直看着他。
And stare him.
一直看着他。
Stare him.
让他一直讲。
And he will continue to talk.
让他讲到讨厌。
And then he'll feel disgusting about it.
从很多话讲到没有话。
You talk and you know what from.
从很有兴趣讲到没有兴趣。
So interesting. Not interesting.
你讲别人没有回应的时候，你会越来越小声的。
You know, when you talk about others, when they respond, you become softer in your voice.
不是，但是有的人有救，有的人没有救，越讲越大声怎么办？
But only some will understand, some will not.
你就静静的。
You just keep silent.
看着他。
Stare at them.
让他讲下去。
Then you continue to talk.
你表示很忧愁。
And you feel sad.
表示忧愁什么意思？
When you show that you're sad, what's that meaning?
可能他会认为你替那个坏人忧愁。
Maybe he feel that you feel sad because of that person.
但最后你要给他发现，你是为他一直批评人忧愁。
So you must let him discover that you feel sad because of him.
这个又是很高的心理学了。
This is also high psychology.
那么最后讲完了，或者你说我们时间到了。
After you finish, or you say time's up.
或者你说对不起，我们还要探访别人。
Oh, I'm sorry because you have second visitation to do.
那么他如果有觉悟啊。
If he understands,
他也说对不起，对不起，好了，我们讲到这里。
I'm sorry, we'll stop here.
那怎么办呢？
I think I'll do.
最好的一招。
The best.
不是诡计啊。
And not as a trick.
很诚实的。
Very honestly.
这个季牧师就说。
Reverend Lucy say.
我们现在大家一同祷告。
Let us come to pray.
用祷告做结束。
Use prayer as an end.
那是他什么？
And he said,
请你为刚才你讲的那人祷告。
Pray for the one you criticized.
哇。这个我学会了。
I learned this.
他们说：“你那个人这么不好，这么不好，那么你讲完了以后。”
I said, talk about a bad point about him.
现在为他祷告。
Pray for him.
祝我回去死哦。
Well, let him die.
我江夏死哦。
Let him die.
不可能的。
No, he will not.
他怎么祷告呢？
Oh, he's going to pray.
主啊
，Lord,
你赦免我们。
Forgive us.
他有错，我也有错啊，这就来了。
He's wrong.
这开始平衡过来了。
Now become more balanced.
肢体的关系。
Now body life,
主的爱
the love of Christ,
现在开始平衡化
now start to be balanced.
哎呀有一些神的仆人真是有爱心
you know, some of God are so loved,
有很有经验
and also with good experience.
所以他们有很多的智慧
they marry wisdom,
是我们可以学习
we can learn from them.
好不好啊
isn't that good?
感谢上帝
praise God.
基督为他死了
Christ died for him.
你为什么这样对待他
how can we deal with him in this manner?
基督为他死了
Christ died for him.
你为他牺牲什么
What sacrifice you make for him?
你为谁做个牺牲
To whom you make a sacrifice?
你就会更多爱谁
Then more you will love him.
你付过多少代价建立
How much price you pay to build him up?
你就不盼望他撤回
You will not hope that he be destroyed.
你栽培过的人
Those who have built up before
用眼泪用血汗用你的钱用你的命栽培起来的人
with tears, with sweat, with blood, with life, you want to build them up.
你绝对不让他被魔鬼抢去。
You will not let him be snatched away by Satan.
主流血舍命所救回来的。
Lord has shed his blood to save him.
主不让他跌倒毁坏。
God will not make him stumble or destroy.
你绊倒人。
When you make stumbling to others,
你毁坏人。
You destroy others.
你论断人。
You pass judgment on others.
因为你从来没有付代价在建立他的事情上。
Because they never have a share to make sacrifices to build him up.
从今天开始
from today onward,
你休息
you learn
怎样建立
how to build others,
怎样造就
how to build others,
怎样坚固
how to strengthen them,
鼓励别人
how to encourage them.
当你的牺牲有份，你建立别人的时候
when you have a share in making sacrifices to build others,
你绝对 不能有存心去毁坏他。
Absolutely, we're not intentionally want to destroy them.
虽然他回谤你
，even though he would defame you，
你还是爱他。
You still love him.
有这样的办法呢
？With this kind of method，
教会就被建立起来。
Then the church could be built up.
教会信徒之间的关系就用爱来建立了。
And the body relationship of the church now be built up with the love of Christ.
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
这就是这一段要告诉我们。
This is what the pastor want to tell us.
基督爱他。
Christ loved him.
基督为他。
And die for him.
你怎么可以毁坏他？
How can you destroy him?
你怎么可以这个使他跌倒？
How can you stumble him?
你怎么可以绊倒他？
How can you destroy him?
你怎么可以论断他？
How can you pass judgment on him?
这样的。
Then,
最后
finally,
保罗说的。
Paul said,
因为上帝的国不在乎吃喝。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
只在乎公义、和平。和圣灵中的喜乐
But righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit
这一点我今天就不解释
I'm not going to expound on this
我们要讲到这个地方
I'm going to stop here
如果主许可
If Lord permits
我们会更详细地分析这些伟大的圣经
I'll expound more clearly this mighty verse
这些圣经你这样看好像没有东西
And all these verses as if there's nothing in it
但你深层思想发现里面太伟大
But you take it deeply is so profound
你在世界上哪一本书哪一种文国家的文化里面可以找到这样丰盛的真理。
With book, with the literature in the world, you can find such a rich message.
神的话
God's word.
如果
if
在神的原则上
in the principles of God,
每一个国家建立他们的人际关系
every nation would build their internal relationship.
那世界一定更多爱
the world would fill with more love.
更多和平
more peace.
更多人间彼此的建造跟尊重
more building and mutual respect among others.
更多公义。
More righteousness,
更多和平
more peace,
更多圣灵中的喜乐
more joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 更多公平
more righteousness,
更多公义
more justice,
和平
peace,
以及圣灵中的喜乐
and joy in the Holy Spirit.
凡不义的事
things were unrighteous,
产生争斗
you produce fighting,
产生没有喜乐的忧愁、哀叹、怨恨跟仇敌。
You produce hatred and enemies.
感谢上。
Praise God.
愿和平。
May peace.
从教会开始。
Begin from the church.
愿公义。
May righteousness.
从教会开始。
Begin from the church.
愿圣灵的喜乐。从圣徒开始。
May the joy in the Holy Spirit begin from the church.
圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Because the fruit of the Holy Spirit is that we have the kindness and also joy and peace.
感谢上。
Praise God.
我们站起来。
Let us arise.
我们再念这几节。
One more time, we'll read these few verses.
我们。从第十三节开始
From 13 onward,
一同来读
所以我们不可再彼此论断宁可定义谁也不给弟兄放下半条戒人珠我凭着主耶稣切知身性凡物本来没有不洁净的唯独人以为不洁净的在他就不洁净了你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁就不是按照爱人的道义行基督已经替他死你不可因你的食物叫他败坏不可叫你的善被人毁谤因为神的国不在乎吃喝只在乎公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐
我们低头祷告
Let us pray
我们一同为